and feel the energy of today, how different you feel than when we started the day, and how different the energy in the room feels. And let that just kind of slowly circulate around you on the outside, but also on the inside, breathing softly and fully. And send your breath right into the middle of your chest, into your heart. And let that part of you feel the expansion of the love. And have another breath. And notice as you begin to feel love living in your body, how good that feels. And there's nothing you need to do, nothing you need to make happen. Just being right in the presence of love, right now, in this room, in this family, and with all of the wisdom and the honoring that comes from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. How many times have I said that I know who's here? In the most loving way, I can tell you I know who's here. It's astonishing. The lives that are represented in this place, the earth experience that is here. I started a channel not so long ago, and I said, in the beginning, there was love. There still is. There always has been. A love for the magnificence of the God inside of every human being. That's the design. That's what was given you. Your scriptures are correct. There was a time, a story that would have humans existing almost as animals normally on the human planet when angelic forces came here and gave you the free choice. God inside changed your DNA and turned you loose. And you sit here because of that. At a time that was not really predicted, a time beyond the time you were supposed to be here. I arrived in 1989. I've always been here. But I arrived in the life of the man in the chair in 1989. And I arrived for only one reason, to tell you stories, to give you paradigms of shift and parables to look at and to try to guide you into that which would become the shift. The idea that humans would go past the year 2000 was not something that was well accepted. You were going to have trouble, like you always had trouble, and to make it past 2012, that was absurd. Because you were overdue for what human nature had always given you about this time, you wouldn't make it. There's a lifespan of countries, a lifespan of civilization, a lifespan of organizations before they become dysfunctional and often then destroy the core that created them. That's human nature as it existed, and that's changing. A human nature that will begin to evolve in ways you didn't expect, in ways that would seem impossible, that's already beginning. And the most profound change in the human being to come, that starts even with you, is you starting to actively participate and a more realistic remembrance of your Akashic record. When you could start remembering how long you've been here, the wisdom that you have, it almost gives permission for you to be different. It builds bridges from the unknown to the known, and vice versa. It gives you that which you haven't had before, and that is reason to continue. I have a story. This is not going to be a marathon channel. These are short stories, filled with love. We give these stories so you can repeat them and remember them and analyze them and see perhaps what's missing and get it the next time or the next time. And they're always stories about you, cloaked perhaps in the attribute of a human named woe. Woe is not a man or a woman. Woe is a woe man. But in this particular scenario, woe is a woman. And I want to take you to this woman's life. It's a story, perhaps, of every woman. There's magic involved. The magic of supernatural things that you might even call angelic energies, where time even may change. But it happens right now in 2018. Woman is about 30. Woe is about 30 to 32. And in that place where she is in life, there's frustration. There's a lack of self-worth. She's done her education. She's had a child. She is settled. And she starts looking at her life differently. You wonder why there's not more young people in this room. They're too busy. As you know, dear ones, there's a time for fun. There's a time for education. There's a time for self-examination that comes when things are more settled. And they were for her. And in order to get around the frustration that she was feeling, both in relationship and at work, with things that perhaps didn't go exactly as she wished, like so many of you, she went into fantasy. And in this, she built a world of her own. And she would spend hours fantasizing, not about the past or who she might be, but of a totally different woman. Woe looked at herself in situations and scenarios and stories that she had built, and they had names and times and dates and dialogue. And she existed in this world as often as she could, and it worked for her. And she would come out of those visions of fantasy that she would have, where she was heroic or saved this or was respected, and it would give her so much self-worth, and she would say, "That was good. I loved that." She didn't tell anybody she was doing that. You haven't either. But it didn't make her sad when she came back to the reality. It made her feel good. It was her consciousness drug, if you want to call it that, to go to a place where she can envision and pretend and be. She loved to go to the films and read the books because they were her when she was reading it. And in the films, she was them when she was watching. It made her feel better. And she would come from those places and those times and those imaginings feeling better. But eventually she realized there's only so many stories I can make. And then she started analyzing herself in a more esoteric way. And she started asking questions that perhaps you only ask after a certain age. Why am I doing this? Could this be that these are not fantasies at all? What if I'm remembering something within me that somehow is transferred through the ages to me? She didn't even think of past life. She thought maybe it's in the air, it's in the ethers, it's in the field, and she's just picking it up and she's living these things. They're so real, they make her feel so good. And she asked these questions almost out loud to anyone who would listen while she was alone. And then one day it happened. While she was asking this question to herself and pondering a greater reality that she was living, even in fantasies, the angel came. And she wasn't afraid. It's almost like the angel was a friend. It's almost like she said, well, I've expected you because I've been asking about this. And she knew she was having a profound vision, and it wasn't a fantasy at all. And all that glory, there the angel was, beautiful, spinning colors, and giving her the feeling of love. And the angel started speaking to her. Whoa, the angel said, you do understand, don't you, that every single one of these beautiful fantasies is a past life experience. You carry it in that thing in your DNA, not in your brain, but in your DNA. Memories of who you were, they're profoundly remembered and accurate and detailed, down to the names and the dialogues, down to the emotions. And in this scenario, you're starting to remember all of the good things that have happened to you in the ages. And then the angel went on to say, and there's a reason why I'm here, why I'm always here, why I've always been here. You see, whoa, you've done this every single life. You have put together fantasies, you've asked the question, you've asked for an angel, and I show up. Every single lifetime, it's you and me talking right now about why you're fantasizing these things. And then, whoa, I have something else to tell you. After I tell you it's you, and after I have solidified the value of it, and after I tell you it's okay to have the fantasies because that's really you and you can go on and do it again, after that, I disappear, you wake up, and you forget it entirely. It's like Groundhog Day. It continues and continues and continues and continues. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, you've had to be talked out of the lack of self-worth. And we have this conversation, and then you wake up, and somehow you feel better, and you say, well, those aren't fantasies. That's me. I can do this again. And you go on to be something because you have permission. And you realize that your self-worth is not something that you're getting from others. It's something that's you. The self-worth is you. Don't listen to anybody. That'll pull you down. And you go on to do stellar things. That's why I'm here yet again. Whoa. Yet, I'm going to tell you something. It's the last time. And Whoa thought, she said, oh dear. Am I not coming back? And the angel laughed and she says, you're all coming back. You see, you're coming back differently. You're coming back with instinct that you don't have now, instinct created from Akashic learning. Instinct that is Akash. That when you awaken the next time, I won't have to enter your life because you're not going to do fantasies. You're going right for the reality because you'll have that self-worth, because you'll know who you are. You're not going to make the same mistakes you did before. Almost out of the womb, you're going to be ready for this. It won't be till 6 or 7 that you start talking about who you used to be. Not in detail, but you know this is not a unique one-time experience. And I won't be necessary anymore for you because you will have graduated to a higher consciousness. Let me tell you something, woe, that around you are old souls that are having that right now without having to come back. Because of the new energy on this planet. Whoa, I want to talk to you about your lives just like I always do. You remember in the 1400s? Do you remember the lives you saved? Do you remember being the one that they called to give birth? You have names for it now, names for it then. They would call you to help a woman give birth, and you knew so much more than the doctors. Because you had the solutions, you had the herbology, you had the consciousness. You could feel what the baby was going through. You could ally the mother and the baby together, and they called you, and they called you, and they called you, and pretty soon, even the doctors called you. 1400s. You were amazing back then. How many babies and mothers did you save? Do you remember the time when almost a time to give birth and you saw the wrong position and you said, no, not yet. Stop pushing. Can you remember that? Can you remember reaching in and turning the child? And the mother lived and the child lived and you said to the mother, okay, push. It was beautiful. You were known for miracles. That was one of them. Won't you remember the battle you were in as a man in the 1600s? And you didn't hold a weapon. Your job was to run around and help the ones who were dying. Did you remember that? You couldn't do anything because the battle was so wounding. They were dying. You couldn't do anything. But you'd hold their hands. Do you remember that? And they'd look in your eyes, and even as a man, they would say, tell my mother, tell my sister, here's my name. And you would. And your sword was your notebook. And you'd write the names down. And you'd go see mom. And you'd go see the sister. And you'd say, I was with him. And you'd weep with them, and you'd say, here's what he said. Oh, it's beautiful. You were helping people. All your lives you helped people. All of them. Do you remember when you were the ship's captain? And the ship was in so much trouble that you had to hold position. That's what they called it. You had to hold position using the engines in order for the lifeboats to be able to go down without the ship tilting in a way that the lifeboats would not, where you had to keep maneuvering it because of the holding of the ship at the one side. Do you remember that? And you steered it and you held position and all the boats were gone. And it was your turn to leave. And you wouldn't leave. It was too late. Remember that? Do you remember what you did when you went down into a very cold ocean? A seaman's mistress is the ocean, and you smiled and said, it's okay. It's okay, because this is an honorable death for a sailor. Do you remember that? Lifetime after lifetime. And I'm here yet again. To recount these fantasies that you're having right now and creating. To tell you it's okay, because you deserve to be here. You're magnificent because you're an old soul, and that's what old souls do. They awaken and help people in so many different ways, sometimes privately, sometimes publicly. They never necessarily write books or be on stage. They just help people. That's who you are. Well, that's who you always have been. And every single lifetime gets a little better, and I'm never going to see you again. Because the next time you arrive, I'm going to live with you, and you're going to understand the higher self. And you're going to know who I am, and I don't have to keep coming and erasing your mind from my visit. It's the end of a cycle, whoa. That's the parable. And so as Kryon, I say to all of those who've listened today and are in the audience, you have fantasies. And sometimes you have fantasies because you don't have what you think is the real you in order to accomplish what you can fantasize. But you can, and you will, because that's who you are. These channelings, these meetings, these times, these episodes together are for you to draw closer to that which is supernatural. A higher self that if you could talk to it would say, you are magnificent. Now get on with it. And start with loving yourself and helping yourself. And when you get to that place where it's okay, there will be those who come to you and asking you how you do it. And you can then be the way shower. That is the hero of the age. The way shower is the one you would fantasize about. The one who is wise enough so that the ones at work will come to you. The ones in the family will come to you. And others as well. And you can sit and talk and change lives and change minds, and they can get up out of the chair and leap differently because they visited you. One with high self-worth who has lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes of saving lives and helping people. That's who you are. I know this because that is what old souls have done. You awaken to lives and you go into compassion mode. You awaken to lives and some can't understand that. Even though some of you are burned at the stake because your magic shows, you still come and try it again. And here you are, where they're not going to burn you at the stake. Instead, they're going to come and see you because they recognize you've got wisdom. That is what's going to change this planet. I sit in front of you. Those of you who are listening, there's more. There's a lot more. But in this new energy, dear ones, all the fantasies that you could put together, you could paste upon yourself and be them. And not be frustrated. And not have to go outside of yourself because of who you are. That is the reality of the moment. I'm Kryon. I would not tell you things that are not so. That's the truth of the day. In the beginning, there was love. It has continued to this point, and there is still love. In the end, which will come sometime, very distant, there will be love. And so it is.